Greetings, everyone. This is King with Inspired Greatness with King. And I wanted to talk about you. I wanted to talk about what you can do. So often we look for the tools, the keys, and everything else that can help us get where we're going. And we forget that the biggest key, the biggest tool is ourselves. It's what's between our ears. It's what we feel about ourselves. You can begin to change your beginning and your ending the moment you decide to stop ganging up on yourself with doubt, with disappointment, with failing thoughts, with unnecessary pressure. You know, you could put so much pressure on yourself that you'll cut yourself. And I don't mean physically, but mentally, you'll cut yourself down. You'll decide that it's easier just to keep that job that's wearing on you. You'll decide that you could stay in that relationship because you don't want to see the outcome of what being alone can bring you. And so often we forget that the situation that we're in is more difficult than the situation we can be out of. And you have to be willing to go through. You have to be willing to face that, because you don't know what's on the other side of it. What if everything you're going through is preparing you for everything you want in life? I failed kindergarten. I had to repeat kindergarten. You know how difficult that is? And at the time, I didn't know. They called it transition where I was growing up in Kansas. They called it transition. But at the point is, you weren't ready to go to that next level. And you can be sorry about where you are, or you can be motivated about where you're going. And that's the point. That's the breaking point of life, of decision making to help to make you happy. You can stop blaming yourself and stop blaming others for why you are where you are, and start training yourself and training others for why you can get and why they can get where they want to be. You don't have to worry about where you are because you're already there. But you can focus on where you need to be and what you need to do. Stop worrying about what's in the present. You've already made it to that. You already accomplished whatever that point is. And understand that even if you're in a difficult situation, you should be proud, because there's a lot of people who haven't made it to that point in their life, who won't make it, because a lot of us who are here today won't be here tomorrow. So accept the challenge that you can do exactly what you can do, and you can be exactly what you can be if you get out of your way and form that and make that decision that you belong wherever it is you belong. If you want to do anything, you can do it. A tree can only be a tree, and a dog can only be a dog. But you, as a human, you have the imagination, the mindset that can take you anywhere you want to be. Accept that. Accept it now. Stop wasting time. Prepare yourself for what you need to be prepared for, and get ready for what you need to get ready for. Because if you're willing to go through your go through, then you are ready to take that next step. You can go to that next level. There's nothing, I don't even know you, and I know you can get to that next level. The fact that you're listening to me says that you want to be somewhere else. Get there.